What a day. That's all I can say, really. It's 6 o'clock, I'm leaving work. I'm driving to pick my daughter up from the childminder. And it's been such an intense day from the beginning, from the time I drove into town in order... Well, from the time I got up late to the time I drove into town and went to a business networking event in Cork. Now, it was claimed at the end of the business networking event today in Cork that it was the biggest networking event of its type in Cork this year. And that would be hard to deny. There were 1,200 people there and they were expecting 500. And who all these people were, I don't know. I only met a tiny number of them. And the tiny number I met were wonderful. And this audiobook is really an appreciation of the value of going out and meeting people. Some of whom I'd met before, but most of whom I hadn't. And throughout the day, going into this place, I was never knew from one moment to the next what was going to happen. I had no idea who I would bump into. And yet, when I think about it, I come back from the whole event, having met the keynote speaker, Gavin Duffy. And if I had tried to meet him, it would have been more difficult than it turned out to be. So I didn't try and meet him, and as a result, I did meet him. I met, I suppose, the person who would be the secondary speaker, a man who'd built a very big business by going to the United States. And I also met his son, and I was there present while he was speaking. But I then met another speaker whose talk from the stage, if you like, from the podium, I'd missed. Then I met Margaret Smith, who I knew already, but whose speech I missed. And it was by accident that I meet the people. Then I met the most extraordinary Irish politician, a woman who had left one party and gone to join another, and that will make sense to those of you who know a lot about Irish politics. She went from Fianna Fáil to Fine Gael, and it'll seem very ordinary to those of you used to, you know, somebody was a Republican, they then became a Democrat or vice versa, or they went from being a Tory to a Liberal or a Liberal to be a Conservative. But it's more the human side of it I'm unwinding as I'm talking to you about, because all of these people are interesting human beings. And in the middle of the day, somebody said to me something about people and some people being interesting. And out of my mouth came the idea that all people are interesting. Every one of those 1,200 people in the building were interesting. The art is to find them interesting. The real value of the word interesting lies in the challenge it offers to be able to find a point of interest. And that was a lovely moment for me. It was a quiet moment of pennies dropping, where you finally find the form of words to say what you already know, which is that people are interesting, that every single human being is interesting to me as a human being. But the moment where I realized that there's a skill in orienting yourself towards people, which leads on, as somebody said, to fortune, leads on to an experience in which you would say to yourself, wow, that was an interesting person to meet. But it isn't that the person was interesting, it's that you found the ability to see them as interesting, to be curious about them, to see the depth and layers of humanity within the body, within the mind, within the talk, within the tone of voice, within everything, within the character. That was for me the most kind of poignant moment of the whole day. It was very exciting. But I leave the day's work behind me now, having achieved a little mini breakthrough to see you know, the skill of finding other people interesting. It's another, well, you could say it's another golf club in the bag. What would be the phrase? The skill of orienting yourself so that you are interested in and able to call all people interesting if you are interested in all people. Anyway, I'm tying myself up in a bit of in a tapestry of words. But that's it, really. That's a little reflection, kind of unwinding, as I pull up in front of the very, very nice family who look after my daughter, pick her up from school, and we continue on the way home after, you know, a hard day at school and a hard day at the workplace. Bye.